Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an exciting subject today for this season of the year. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Love to hear from you. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on this very, very valuable subject today. How do you plan on celebrating Christmas? Why? What is the motive? What is the heart behind it? Is it just the lighting of the tree? Is it the beautiful yard decorations that so many go into extravagant gear to do? Is it because of the giving and receiving of gifts? What are all of these things emblematic of? What's the lighting of the tree indicate? What are the gifts given and received for? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about the fact that in Luke's Gospel, the 2nd chapter, verse 10 and 11, the angel announcing the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ said it's good news, great, and will bring great joy to all people. And that good news is that in Matthew 1:21, Jesus Christ will save his people from their sins. And we all need saving from our sins because we're all born sinners in this old world. We need deliverance from sin. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ that came into this world, shed his rich red royal blood on Calvary's cross as the payment for our sins. And when we say yes to him as Savior and as Lord by volitional choice, we're not saved by osmosis. We're not saved by being a good person. We're not saved by being a Baptist. We're not saved by being a Methodist. We're not saved by going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, though that is good. That is good works after we've said yes to Jesus. We're saved by volitional choice to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, come into my heart and save me, because the scripture is very clear that Jesus Christ came into the world to save his people from their sins. In Luke's Gospel, the 19th chapter, verses 1 through 10, the scripture says that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost. And I believe that we need to recognize that is the purpose for the celebration. That's why we celebrate Christmas. But ladies and gentlemen, I touched on it just briefly before the news break. What if Jesus Christ had never been born? What if Jesus Christ had never come into this world? What would it be like? Let me just, Pastor Davis, I'm going to ask a question, and people, of course, they hear it but cannot respond as such. But how many listening, how many of us have watched the old movie? I believe the movie was made back in the 50s or 60s. Might have been earlier than that. It's called It's a Wonderful Life. And I'll pause for a moment, let you ponder. Did you ever watch that movie, It's a Wonderful Life? The television favorite, and one Christmas season, I watched It's a Wonderful Life, I believe, 5 times. That is a movie of movies. I understand there's some theological things that are pointed out there that I disagree with. Every time a bell rings, an angel doesn't receive his wings, as is portrayed in the movie. I'm not saying that I agree and embrace that, all of it, but it's a wonderful movie. It is a wonderful life. It was starring Jimmy Stewart. In that movie, the star George Bailey, according to the narrative of the movie, jumped over the bridge and tried to end his life. The wannabe angel Clarence rescued him. You remember that? As George and Clarence went through the town, George was shocked to see that the town was named Pottersville and not Bedford Falls, because George, you see, had gotten his desire. He said he wished he had never been born. Therefore, there's no savings and loan building in the city. There's no loans for the people to borrow money to build a house. And since, as the plot unveils, is unveiled and is unfurled before us, George Bailey did not exist. The following things took place, and some things did not happen. For example, his brother died by falling through the thin ice because George Bailey was not there to rescue him. According to the plot of the movie, his wife never married, never had children. No hint of having a wife because, you see, George Bailey had never been born. The town is filled with taverns and drunks and speeding, not the cozy little family town that existed because of George Bailey. People did not own their own homes because George Bailey and his savings alone did not exist, and all because George Bailey had not been born. So also, what if Jesus Christ had never come into the world? What if Jesus Christ had never been born? Pastor, we're going to talk about that for several minutes.
Amen.
What if
Amen.
Jesus Christ had never been born? What if he had never come into the world? I believe, first of all, let's take our call. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I just wanted to, like, I'm 69. And I remember back in the day where we had the little drummer boy, the three wise men, and it was a movie about the first Christmas. You don't see that anymore. Mm-mm. You got Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and stuff like that. It just took Christ out of, it's called Christmas.
That's right. It's Christmas. And he is the, Christ should be the centrality of Christmas. But you're exactly right, Kenneth, and I'm glad you had that insight and you know that. You recognize that. We have, if you have Christmas singing today on television generally, it is Christmas carols. It is portraying Santa Claus. It is portraying Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's portraying everything but Christ. It's rare for you to find on television or on radio, generally speaking, unless it's a Christian broadcast network, where you have true Christmas music that exemplifies and exalts the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet it's his birthday.
Yes.
So
yes. I don't understand how the mainstream media just kicked it out.
Well, you can recall too, Kenneth, and I'm sure many of our listeners can. Now, I'm noticing some changes, subtle as they may be, today. But just a few years ago, a child couldn't even take a candy cane to school because it was red and white twisted on the candy cane, and everybody recognized that is talking about Christmas and the Christ of Christmas. So they didn't want that. In fact, just a few years ago, they didn't want anything to be red and blue and green, or red and green in particular, on a Christmas tree. In fact, the advent of the silver Christmas trees, the advent of Christmas trees with just white lights, the advent of Christmas trees with blue lights rather than with the red and green and white lights mixed, or whatever it may be, because it pointed to the Christ of Christmas. That's the whole point. We celebrate Christmas today. We celebrate Christmas each and every year because it's Christ's birthday. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And
Amen.
Yet, if Jesus Christ had never come, what a world we would have to live in. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother. We're praying that you have a blessed Christmas, looking forward to the next. In fact, when we talk about Christmas, we don't realize how quickly it's coming. It's around the corner. And this is the reason we're talking about it today, to set the pace on what we need to do and what we need to embrace for the Christmas season.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
You and Pastor Davis, God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
That's a blessing. You keep praying, keep looking up. looking forward to what God is going to do in our lives as we celebrate Christmas with the right heart and the right mind this year. Kenneth, thank you so much. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Christ of Christmas. We're talking about why we celebrate. Why should we celebrate Christmas? And I pray you're tuned in today with a heart and a mind to understand that the focus ought to be on the Christ of Christmas. The angel announcing that said it was good news that'll bring great joy to all people. And the reason that it's good news, the reason that it brings great joy, is that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which is lost. That Jesus Christ came to save the ones that are lost, to save us from our sins, the scripture says.
Amen.
But,
amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are two or three things, Pastor, that I want us to talk about, focusing on the reason Jesus came, what the announcement said, but then the converse of that, just as with George Bailey in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey was shocked to discover what the city was like, what the people were like, and what life around them happened to be like because he was never born. And that was his desire, to never wish he'd never been born. It's a wonderful, wonderful moral and ethical story in that movie, ladies and gentlemen. But what if Jesus Christ had never come into this old world? There would be no such thing as a Christian.
There'd
be no such thing.
Amen.
We're called Christians today because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. It is called Christmas because of Christ being the center. Pastor, if Jesus Christ had never come, there'd be no such thing as Christians in this world.
Amen.
There'd be no such thing as a church in the world that we're living in today, because the church is birthed as a result of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. The Christian is here today. If you have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, we're called Christians because we follow Christ. Pastor, what if there are no Christians? What would the world be like, as you would view it, if there are no Christians in the world?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, if you look at the situation as it is for us right now,
mm-hmm.
the world is something else, and we have Christians here.
Yeah.
I mean, if we look at the blatant sin.
Yes.
You know, the outright thing that they do to that just despise, because they despise the name of Christ.
That's right.
When I think about Christmas sometimes, I think about the many signs I have seen hanging around certain establishments, and they have placed an X mm-hmm. over Christ,
mm-hmm.
and they left the M-A-S on the end to say Xmas.
Mm-hmm.
There is no such thing as Xmas.
That's right. You're Xing out, you're taking Christ out of Christmas.
Anything to take Christ out of the equation of the matter.
Right.
This is the steps that that the world are going to
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just got like that. It's been progressively happening.
Yes.
All through our lives.
You got it.
Now, for us, what we need to do, especially this year, Dr. Youngblood, we need to place great emphasis on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the gift buying.
Right.
We're not talking about the trees and the lights.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about trying to outdo one another.
Right.
We're talking about, as Christians, we need to value Christmas even the more this year, because we don't know when we're going to be able to enjoy that same privilege again.
Absolutely. And it's
because they are
being
slowly
dissipated. Right.
As you say, every day on this broadcast, they are eviscerating our rights.
Right.
And there may be a day that we can't celebrate Christmas.
Exactly.
So you know what? While you have a chance, you need to enjoy it.
Need to do it. Absolutely.
Amen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the point that Pastor Davis and I are focusing on. If Jesus Christ had never come into this world, if he had never been born, we'd have no such thing as a Christian. And this world, as Pastor Davis said so clearly, we're already watching what the world is like with Christians. We're salt and light, the scripture says. Salt is a preservative. Light is an illuminary. And as salt and light, we preserve the decay in society.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Illumine the darkness. And if Jesus Christ had never come, there'd be no such thing as a Christian. Therefore, there'd be no salt and no light in the society in which we're living.
Amen.
I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I shudder at the thought of what this world would be like if Jesus Christ had never come. if Jesus Christ had never been born.
Well,
there'd be no such thing as a Christian.
I'm just a firm believer right now, Dr. Youngblood, that the only reason why God hadn't wrapped this thing up yet,
mm-hmm.
because we're still here.
That's right, because salt and light still here.
The world don't realize how blessed they are to have us here.
That's right.
Because if it had not been, the wrath of God would already been falling on this place full-fledged.
Absolutely.
I mean, we think we're seeing some bad things right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the day? And you taught us this in class last week, mm-hmm. or, well, this week. What about when the day comes when the full brunt of his wrath comes down upon this
yes,
world?
Yes, that's right.
That's what it'll be like not to have mm-hmm. a Christian in the world.
That's right.
When it comes around to the tribulation and the great tribulation,
mm-hmm.
when the church will be taken away, the Holy Ghost will be gone,
mm-hmm.
all the believers will be gone up to heaven to be with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What's going to happen to the rest of the people that are left here during that time? The book of Revelation tells us it's not a book that's hard to be understood.
That's right.
As you said, if we take our time
mm-hmm.
and read it and study it, the Bible explains itself
absolutely.
About what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
But as we read and studied through those terrible things, the mm-hmm. bowls of wrath, the mm-hmm. vows, all those different things, the trumpet mm-hmm. judgments, all of these things that we studied this week, it's going to be a time of real terror in the world.
Absolutely.
Yet the scriptures say men will not repent.
That's right.
That's a sad situation.
Sad situation.
Amen? So that's what the world is going to be like. If you want to know what it's going to be like for a Christian not to be in the world, don't be left here.
That's right.
Behind.
Don't be
Christ
left behind,
goes.
As the old video used to
Amen.
Call it. That's right.
Because Revelation said there's going to be a time of trouble as it never, ever was and never, ever will be again.
Absolutely. So what you're saying for future tense after the church is raptured out is what the world would be like completely from start to finish had Jesus Christ never come.
Amen.
Had Jesus Christ never been born. There'd be no such thing as a Christian. There'd be no such thing as the church. But another thing, there'd be no such thing as a celebration.
Amen.
We celebrate Christmas, and I think we fail to recognize the breadth and the depth of that celebration. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me well. We celebrate Christmas with family, with friends. We rejoice together. We're able to share gifts with each other. We're able to celebrate. But if Jesus Christ had never come, there'd be no celebration.
My, my.
There'd be no celebration of Christmas. It would make the atheists and agnostics happy, I'm sure. We are a thorn in their side, if you please, because we celebrate Christmas. In fact, every year across the nation, there's suits and cross suits filed in courts trying to prevent the name of Christ, trying to prevent the Christmas scenes, trying to prevent Christ from being exemplified and exalted, even in the Christmas season. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I rejoice in the fact that Jesus Christ did come.
Amen.
I rejoice in the fact that the scripture says that his coming would bring great joy to all people. It's good news, ladies and gentlemen. And so I pray that as you celebrate Christmas this season, that you would analyze and ponder, what if Jesus Christ had never come?
Amen.
If
Amen.
Jesus Christ had never come, there'd be no church. There'd be no Christian. There'd be no celebration. And ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus Christ had never come, there would be no coming again.
Amen.
No coming again. And Pastor, I don't know about others that's listening, but one of the greatest joys I believe that can be brought to the heart and life of a child of God is to look forward to with grand, great anticipation
Amen.
Of his soon coming again.
My, my.
The scripture says he's coming back.
Amen.
Just as we've seen him go away in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, 9, 10, and 11, the angel announced that this same Jesus, not a different Jesus, not a phantom, as the Jehovah's Witnesses say that he came back in 1975, and he came back as a phantom, not a phantom, but every eye shall see him. As the lightning is seen from the east to the west, so also shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man, the scripture says in Matthew 24, verse 27, 28, 29.
Amen.
So we need to recognize that if Jesus Christ had never come, ladies and gentlemen, there wouldn't be any such thing as celebrating Christmas. Celebrating Christmas, my bride said, she's put up with me for less than 100 years, but she's still my bride, and I'm thankful. My bride said, I love to see the Christmas lights. She said, put all the lights out you can, do all the decoration you can, because it exemplifies and points to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And that's the way it ought to be in our lives. We need to recognize this Christmas season, as we buy gifts, as we exchange gifts, as we decorate the tree, realizing and recognizing that it is because Jesus Christ came into this world. And one day he's coming back. And it's through the Lord Jesus Christ that we have revelation of God to man. Had Jesus Christ never come, ladies and gentlemen, listen, had Jesus Christ never come, we would never know God.
Amen.
And who God is.
That's right. That's right.
We would never know him. When Jesus Christ came into the world, it was for the purpose of revealing God to man.
Amen.
That through the revelation of God to man through Jesus Christ, that man could have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ by a volitional choice of saying yes to him as Savior and as Lord. It is by Jesus Christ that not only there's the revelation of God to man, but there's the reconciliation of man back to God.
Amen.
It is the reconciliation of man back to God. You see, until we say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, there's a great division between man and God. God wants us to know him, and he is revealed through Jesus Christ, his Son. And he can reconcile us back to himself through Jesus Christ, which is what we call redemption.
Amen.
There would be no revelation of God, man to God, or God to man. There would be no reconciliation of man back to God, and there'd be no redemption had Jesus Christ never come. I simply put it very clearly. No Savior, no Jesus, no salvation. And it's because of Jesus coming that we celebrate Christmas. So I say to every one of our listeners today, Pastor, we need to rejoice in the good news, which is to all people, that Jesus Christ is born.
Amen.
And singing those Christmas carols, singing those Christmas songs, ought to be something that brings joy and joy beyond joy in each of our lives. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood.
Pat, yes, sir.
Davis, Merry Christmas, gentlemen. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
I got one point to make there. You guys are making some really good points there, but if Christ would have never came, the United States of America would never exist. This is a country founded on the principles of God and Christ.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. In fact, it goes back to...
I wanted to throw that in there.
Jim, it goes back to, and I don't know if you've ever read the book or not, but D. James Kennedy wrote a book. It was published back in the, I believe it was in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and the title of it is What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? And let me quote D. James Kennedy. Dr. D. James Kennedy said this, quote, had Jesus not been born, America would not exist. We would have no air conditioning. We'd have no television. We'd have no airplanes. We'd have no scientific research that cures diseases. There'd be no medicines, et cetera, because of Jesus Christ being in, having come and having that in America. It's because of Christians. And he went on to say in his book that it's because of Christian research, because of Christians and what Christians have done in all of the eons of time in America that we have what we have today. And if Jesus Christ had never been born, the good news, good tidings that brings great joy to all men would not have taken place. So, Jim, you're exactly right. And I'm prayerful that our listeners today will, this celebration, this Christmas celebration, that we'd celebrate it not with just the blatant of giving and receiving gifts, not just with the being off and having a good meal, but to focus on why we celebrate Christmas, and it's because Jesus Christ first came, and we're celebrating his birthday. So, Jim, thank you so much, brother. God bless
you. Thank you, Jim.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys, brother.
Again,
later.
Thank you. God bless you.
And then, Dr. Youngblood, you know, if we just rewind back to the book of the beginnings,
mm-hmm.
to the book of Genesis, between chapters 3 and 6, that shows you a world that was ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say without God and without Christ.
That's right.
So, when we look at the condition of things, men had sinned and left God out of things in such a way to where it grieved him at his heart, and he decided that he was going to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mighty afraid it's headed in that direction again.
Yes, sir.
But the only reason why, let's make sure we know this and understand, The only reason why it's not happened yet is because of Christians.
That's right.
Now, I thank God for that. Because, you see, he put us there. So the scriptures say he broke down the middle wall of partition between us and made us one new man.
That's right.
In Christ, the Jew, the Gentile. Mm-hmm. Amen. Made us all one new man in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
He gave us the principles of his word. He gave us the method of communication, which is prayer. Mm-hmm. If you're not praying, you're not communicating.
That's right.
So, because we have all of these things at our disposal, we have a way that we can reach the Savior.
Amen.
And I thank God for that because, again, that points back to him being the greatest gift that God could ever give to us.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. In fact, in John 1:29, it says, pointing out to Jesus, that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus Christ, on his last Passover celebration with his disciples, literally became the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He became the redemption of the world. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Christmas this season, let's celebrate Christmas by honoring the Lord Jesus Christ and his birthday. Let's celebrate Christmas recognizing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's celebrate this Christmas with the understanding and the recognition that without the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd have no Christian, we'd have no church, we'd have no celebration, we'd not be looking forward to his coming again. So as we celebrate Christmas this season, let's sing Joy to the World.
Amen.
The Savior is born. Let's give our very best gift. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully as we close. Let's give the very best gift that can be given to Jesus Christ. Let's give ourselves completely, fully unto salvation, giving ourselves to Jesus Christ and saying, take my life and let it be only always used for thee. Let's light the Christmas tree because Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And that's what that is emblematic of. When we light the Christmas tree, we have the beautiful lights. It is reminding the world that Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. Let's share the good news with great joy that Jesus Christ is come, that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Let's have Christmas celebration this year, not just with eating, not just with giving, but the realization and the recognition that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Let this Christmas season focus on Jesus Christ, not the commercialization with the reindeer and with Santa Claus and with all of the fake things about Christmas, but let's celebrate it based on whose birthday it really is. Pastor, we've got about 25 seconds. Share some thoughts before we close today.
Amen. Let us all remember, amen, that we may not all have gifts to give.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even have food to eat. There are many people out there that are homeless,
yes,
that don't have, that are at a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, Dr. Youngblood, as people who are called by God's name, we need to get out there and share that love and try to help somebody else enjoy this great joy that God has given us to enjoy at this time that we call Christmas.
That's
in
right.
This season.
It's like
because
the song
we serve,
says,
amen,
amen,
a great and a wonderful
like
God.
Like the song says, joy to the world.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is come. Ladies and gentlemen,
amen,
thank you for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.